We saw spoken of in our first reading, and we see it rather frequently, particularly throughout this season, of darkness. This seeming darkness that all of us seem to fall into, and a light to which we are to come out. So we heard in the first reading, come out. A light we are to go into that will lead us, that will direct us. A light we can follow that will lead us to a certain glory. So we have to look a little bit at what is that darkness that we easily fall into, and what, or shall we say, who is that light that we must go into. We can easily recognize the allegory, of course, when we're in darkness, physical darkness, we can't see where we're going, we can't see ahead of us. And then we're wandering. We can easily get lost. We can stumble and fall. And once we're in bright light, now we can see where we're going, and we can be cautious, we can find our way easily. So it is in the spiritual world, in the spiritual life. That darkness, of course, that we easily fall into is sin. And the light that we must go into, and that's why we hear this during Lent so much, that light, of course, is Christ himself. Remember in the Gospel, our Lord tells us, he says, I, meaning himself, I am the way, the life, and the truth. The light, the truth. And so John, in the beginning of his Gospel, speaks of that as well, the light. Our Lord himself is that light. It is turning to him that leads us out of the darkness, which we call sin, out of that blindness, and into himself, that bright light that will lead us to our salvation. Now, what is the origin of that darkness, sin? Of course, it starts with original sin, with the devious disobedience of Eve and the lust of Adam. Man fell into sin. All harmony and order was lost. It sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? When we fall into sin and evil, that harmony is lost. There is disorder. But when we follow and obey Christ, when we follow Christ, we're in the light, we once again find that harmony, that order. And Christ brought it to us with his passion and death and resurrection. And that's what he tells us. Now we must follow him, just as he follows the Father. This is a point that he makes. He starts here in this Gospel according to John. He starts here, and you read every chapter from here. He makes that point over and over again, each chapter, all the way up into his passion, as he begins his passion. He makes that point. He has come to do the will of the Father. He is following the Father. This whole passage, he repeats that point over and over again, actually. The Son does not act alone. Himself does not act alone. He acts according to the Father. He obeys the Father. He loves the Father, and the Father loves him. You see, he follows the Father. He obeys the Father. And he is passing that on to us. That's the light, himself. And that's the way he's leading us, guiding us. We too must obey. Obey what? Obey him. Follow him. Obey the law, the Ten Commandments in particular. You see? When we are following him, when we are, well, and exactly the way he treads out for us, we are following that light. And where is he leading us? To our salvation. And he alludes to that in this passage when he speaks of that hour which is coming, in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. He's referring here to the last judgment, the last day. We will all rise from our tombs, from our graves, and be judged, that final judgment. But notice if you follow along here, the way he puts that, in effect, we're already judged. Why? Because of the works we do. How well have we lived that life of following Christ throughout our life? If we have, Then we rise, he says, to the resurrection, the life of to rise. It's the resurrection of to life. There we are, the resurrection of life. That is, we have saved our souls. We will now enter the kingdom of God. And if we have not followed him, if we have followed blindness and gone into sin and evil, the resurrection, well, here he calls it condemnation. That is, we will lose the kingdom of God for all eternity. We call that hell. We will be in eternal misery that will never end, you see. We must follow him always. Seek to do his will. It will mean sacrifice. We must pray much, every day, constantly. We must sacrifice. We have to give up of ourselves. We have to open ourselves to God so that he can fill us with himself, with his grace, with the light, which is himself. That he may lead us then to this resurrection of life. That is, to the eternal kingdom of God. Heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.